You're listening to a repeat broadcast of Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Norwegian pianist Leif Ove Andenæs has been thinking a lot about color lately. This piano concerto was written for him by the French composer Marc-André Dalbavie, and it makes its effect with a wash of instrumental colors. Then there's music about color. Mussorgsky's Piano Suite, Pictures at an Exhibition, is a work inspired by an exhibit of drawings in watercolors by the artist Victor Hartmann. In a related project, Leif Ove Andenæs is presenting pictures at an exhibition in collaboration with video and a series of abstract paintings by the South African-born artist Robin Rhode. We'll hear about that in a moment, but first, here's Leif Ove Andenæs at our piano to perform an excerpt from Pictures at an Exhibition. This is Bidlo, music by Modest Mussorgsky, live on Soundcheck. One of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, that's Bidlo, played live in our studio by Leif Ove Andenæs, whose project Pictures Reframed takes all of the pictures in an exhibition and marries them to visual art by the South African Robin Rhode. Leif Ove, first of all, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks very much.
So what's the attraction of taking this pretty well-known piece of classical music and once again marrying it to visual art?
Well, there's both an attraction, and it's kind of obvious in one way because it came from visual arts with Hartmann as the inspiration for Mussorgsky. On the other hand, it's a very challenging project because it already has this narrative. You know, so what Robin has done is to associate freely to Hartmann's pictures, to Mussorgsky's music, and to the piano as an object. He uses the piano in several of his films as well. So he creates a dreamlike landscape sometimes. Sometimes a picture would have a narrative, but not too much. So it really gets the audience to think a lot, you know, about what is this? What is this music? What is the background to this? And for example, just to, you know, the Bidlow, he uses a Super 8 film, which makes it look really old, like something from the 30s, 40s, of a rundown railway station. And you see suddenly this train appearing, but you don't see any people. And you see it disappearing. And it gives this sort of heavy burden. You know, originally this was a picture of a Polish ox cart. Mm-hmm. And Robin thinks that it represented also, you know, poverty and his film gives us this feeling of burden of history. You know, you can associate to Holocaust, whatever, you know, very dark moments also of our history. And I find that very interesting, and it gives it real gravitas, which I think the music has.
And gives it sort of a contemporary take, because as you say, this music has stories associated with it already. You know,
yes.
the Great Gate at Kiev, the folk... Mm. The Russian folk tale of the hut with the chicken's legs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So there are images associated with these pictures, and it sounds like this project is adding kind of another layer to it. And people can get an idea. There's a kind of a video preview on the soundcheck page of our website, wnyc.org. You mentioned there are some videos involved as well. I mean, there's some drawings, but then there's video.
Well, there's basically there are panels of abstract paintings on the side of the stage, but then the main screen behind and over the piano is showing a film where I won't give away too much, but you see this person coming in. You know, we have the promenades in the pictures at an exhibition where this person is going into an exhibition space. And then you see the different, he sees the different pictures, and Robin uses very different techniques in these films. Sometimes stop frame animation, sometimes pure film, very different techniques.
So how is that for you? I mean, normally if you want to play pictures at an exhibition at a concert, it's a one man thing. Mm-hmm. You play the piano and that's it.
Yes.
Now you have this whole other edifice that's built up around
yes.
around your concert.
Well, sort of my condition for doing this project was that I could play my performance freely, you know, so I don't have to take into notice the speed of the film. You know, the speed of the film has to be adjusted to my tempo, and which will of course be a little different from evening to evening. I'm never playing exactly the same, and there was, you know, there were some technical difficulties in that, but we have managed to get around it. And I think what we're trying to achieve is for both the music and the visuals to be very strong. I mean, what would be terrible was if music became a kind of background music, or the visuals to become sort of light illustrations to the music. So we want these two things, you know, sometimes to collide. You know, so you use both senses, and it's almost too much sometimes. But hopefully we create something new that can be transcendental in some moments at least, where these two things come together and create a new expression.
Now there are moments in the visual part of this Pictures Reframed project where I guess you appear and a piano appears, and this poor piano appears to actually be submerged in water at one point.
That's true. Well, I actually don't appear in that in the movie, but the piano does, and certainly some water does, and this is in the Great Gate of Kiev. This is the last picture. Now, Robin investigated Hartmann's original drawing, which was an architectural drawing of the Great Gate, which was designed to collapse, which is very, very interesting. And it was a sort of symbolic thing for the collapse of government, which he didn't believe in, and which is a very modern concept and very different from what people say about Hartmann. They said, oh, he was not an important artist, and Mussorgsky created this enormous vision. But we think that there was a much stronger bond between these two artists than one thinks in classical music circles. Now, what to do with this then? Robin then thought, let's have the piano collapse. So let's kill the piano. So we're drowning the piano, and I am just in awe of how beautiful it has been to drown a piano, in the sense of how beautiful it is to see this water take over the piano. We used a shipping dock, which we where we placed the piano and then filled it with water. And that's,
but as a pianist yourself, isn't there something about it that just makes your skin crawl to watch this instrument being drowned like that?
Well, I thought it was a very radical idea at first, and then, but seeing it, I have to say, it's so beautiful. I'm glad it wasn't my piano, though.
Leif Ove Andsnes, the Norwegian pianist, is with me here in our studio. So we got a chance to hear you playing some Mussorgsky at our very nice and dry piano here in the studio. You want to play some Debussy for us next?
Absolutely.
This is one of the preludes.
Yes, I can play the one called the Interrupted Serenade from Book One.
Once again, it's Leif Ove Andsnes, the Norwegian pianist, live on Soundcheck. French composer, but a very Spanish-sounding piece, that Absolutely. Interrupted Serenade. Leif Ove Andsnes, live at our piano on Soundcheck, one of Debussy's preludes. And this sort of brings us to the world of French music. You've had one of France's notable living composers, Marc-André d'Albavie, write some music for you.
Mm-hmm.
Having spoken a lot about color, you know, in Mussorgsky, basing on the watercolors of Victor Hartmann and stuff, color comes into play in the d'Albavie piano concerto, too. How does he use color in a purely oral, audio sense?
Well, it's just he's just an amazing orchestrator, I find. And I'm finding when I play that piece, you know, when I first got the piano part and I saw that before I saw the orchestra score, I thought, what the hell is this? I just didn't understand which part the piano had to play in the color, because I didn't see the score. And when I saw the score and when I started playing with orchestra, I really started understanding how the piano is always in dialogue with the orchestra sounds and the waves of sounds. And it's just sometimes very deep colors. And I find so interesting with his music that everything is about transformation. You know, something starts, you have a motive that starts almost like a melody, and then that becomes an accompaniment and something else appears. And I guess that's very French in a way, but it's very exuberant.
And there's this school known as spectralism or spectralist. He's allegedly, yeah, Delbavi, a spectralist composer, where the music often has this kind of glittering quality to it, almost as if it's been, you know, computer generated, when in fact it's completely acoustic.
Yeah.
And a good case in point, here's a little bit of Marc-André Delbavi's piano concerto, written for and recorded by Leif Ove Andsnes. Just a little bit of Marc-André Delbavi's piano concerto. It's been recorded by Leif Ove Andsnes on his album called Shadows of Silence, which actually is an all contemporary music recording.
Yes, one has to say, except Lutoslavski, who is not anymore with us, but it's still a quite a new piece written about 20 years ago, and a piano concerto I love. But it's all a contemporary album, and I've wanted to do that for years, and it took some time to convince my record company, but it's important. It's played a great role in my activities for the last 10 years or so. So I wanted to do a contemporary thing.
And to have a piece written for you, of this magnitude, is a pretty good way to start. on your first recording of contemporary music.
Yeah.
There are also a couple of pieces from your countryman Bent Sørensen.
Well, he's actually Danish. I'm Norwegian, but we almost speak the same language.
Okay.
We can just about understand each other.
Strangely enough, I'm seeing, lots of reviews that refer to him as your countryman or colleague, whatever.
Well, he is certainly a good friend and colleague, and I think he is just about... I mean, he's, for me, the most touching composer in Scandinavia, and one of the most touching composers I work with. It's just there's something so dreamlike landscape. He often writes very soft music. You really have to listen, really whispering. I just love the magic of it.
And there are a couple of pieces by Bent Sørensen on this record called Shadows of Silence by Leif Ove Andsnes. One of them you're hearing in the background is, in fact, the title track from the album, Shadows of Silence. Leif Ove, thank you for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
title track from the album Shadows of Silence, music by Bent Sorensen here. Wrapping up today's soundcheck, our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producers are Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Soundcheck's executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again next time, at this time, for Soundcheck, here at 93.9 FM, WNYC.